Like I said, when we listened to your CD, I recognized it right away, so this guy who played it on the radio show.
We've been trying to, we try to write songs that relate to the functions of our community. And we have solstice parties, a real big event for us. And we took the garden party and song and made it into the solstice party. And so we do things like that. And so we took the Kansas City song and called it the Free Thought Picnic to celebrate as the refers to our summer picnics. So you're gonna sing, we're gonna take turns on this, aren't we? Okay, I'll start it out.
Yeah, it's verse and then break. Okay. One, two, one, two, three, four.
We're going to Free Thought Picnic. Free Thought Picnic, here we come. We're going to Free Thought Picnic. Free Thought Picnic, here we come. We got a lot of tasty dishes there, and everybody's gonna bring some.
We gotta bring bean bots and biscuits, potato salad, root beer. We gotta bring coleslaw and chicken, pumpernickel and cheer. We'll get the lowdown on the funders and we'll revel in the life we have here. We might come by car, we might come by bike. We'll make it to the park if we have to take a hike to get to the Free Thought Picnic. Free Thought Picnic, here we come. Be a lot of tasty dishes there, cause everybody's gonna bring some.
Free Thought families, all the children will be there. See the Free Thought families, young and old will be there. Celebrate the new arrivals, what a joy, what a treat, it's so rare.
We'll hear the Free Thought singers, Free Thought band, yes ma'am. We'll hear the Free Thought singers, Free Thought band, yes ma'am. Play a Dandy Barker number and we'll all sing along while they jam.
Why don't you take the breaks?
We didn't get together. We just about died. We gotta talk to each other. That's the reason why we're going to the Free Thought Picnic. Free Thought Picnic, here we come. There'll be a lot of tasty dishes there because everybody's gonna bring some. There'll be a lot of tasty dishes there because everybody's gonna bring some. Picnics every summer, and we've been doing this for over 10 years, maybe a lot longer than that, I guess. And it's a joint picnics between Humanists of Minnesota and Minnesota Atheists. We all know each other, and we're friends. There are a lot of, most of them are members of both groups, or a lot of them are, and so we just see our friends there. We bring food and just have a delightful time.